It's not even gonna work.
Where?
No, it is.
Probably not.
Hank's a photographer. He's on a fucking
podcast.
You're
right. You're right. Well, I got a cigars too. It was Mesmo cigar.
I got a cigars too.
You want a cigar?
No, I don't want. You want one?
It's in my desk.
If you want. Oh, I don't want to go back down.
Okay, let me go get it.
Too tired to go back down.
I would like good cigars. Romeo Juliet cigars. Romeo and Juliet. No, that's the name of it.
I don't care, bro.
Okay, cool. I was waiting for your response.
Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet.
Why do you have snake shoes? The fuck is that?
Second.
What's happening over there, Hanky?
Yeah. I think it's working. They said they can see us.
Oh, you can see us? Mm. I can't see shit on the screen. Is that how it's going to be? Just the whole chat?
Is it?
I don't fucking know.
All right.
You suck, Hank.
Can you?
Oh, there we go.
Never mind. You're good.
All right. There's no way I could read the live chat, so somebody else is going to have to, like,
I got it.
Chime in sometimes. But welcome to the RDB podcast. We are live, literally live. So, yeah. Normally, we release a podcast on Wednesdays, but we do film usually around this time, Monday, 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Pacific time. So, yeah. Live streaming, as you guys know, has already, like, been, like, the next big thing, and why not do it on the podcast? I think we can't do it to the regular RDB YouTube because it's too hard. We're working, but the podcast works, I think. So welcome. You have Sarkis.
Peacock. What was I saying?
You have Moses, me, and Mono here, and we got Hank behind the editing, and he's the mastermind of figuring it out. He's still figuring it out, so if we have any technical difficulties or anything like that, we apologize. We're getting better at this, and you know, every week is going to be better, and it'll be fun. So yeah, we don't have any scripts. We don't have anything organized. We're just gonna run it like we do, just like we film always. The only difference between live and what you guys used to see on Wednesdays is some cuts that were taken out of each episode because of, you know, personal jabs, illegal comments, things like that. So yeah,
someone commented on my shoes. Thank you. Look at my shoes.
No, and also said Sarkis, change your wheels. We're gonna basically grab energy from the comments as well, yeah, as we're talking.
Can we read from them? Or?
Yeah. Well, not if we're in a deep conversation, but other than that, we'll feed off them. You know, they're the viewers.
I'm what
viewers.
Okay, we're not gonna.
Yeah, we're not gonna stop and read comments. Okay. I'm saying
We're sorry about Sarkis, everybody, beforehand, because this is how he's live. Okay, you guys are gonna see.
How does your fat breathe inside those shoes?
I don't know what fat means, but
why don't you tell them why you're wearing those shoes today?
Why
are you wearing those shoes?
I don't know.
Isn't it like work? You're standing up. Don't you want to wear like tennis shoes or something?
No, with this one is comfier than any other shoes.
Okay, I have a question before you start talking. Are you wearing dress socks too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's not regular socks. No. It's dress. No. Got it. Okay.
It is.
Anyways, I'm smoking my first cigar of, I don't know what, 3 months now? 2 months? Ever since also my surgery, for my gallbladder removal, if you guys didn't know. First cigar I'm having, and it feels great. I missed it, but I'm going to cut it down. Like Moses cutting down his hair.
Moses is
it's growing. Drinking.
It's not growing.
Just, I swear it is.
You're just lying yourself is growing, but it's not.
You're just lining yourself.
I don't know what lining means, but lying yourself.
Shut up,
no, look,
bitch.
Look, the back of his head is growing.
It's not. It's not going.
Look. Just look at his head.
There's things, little baby stuff coming out.
Yeah. All right. Jesus.
What? I said baby stuff. Like
baby hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're never going to have a full head of hair. Just letting you know. Unless we plastic dip it.
Yeah.
But let's talk about some stuff here, man. The last, you guys saw us unveil Sarkis's Porsche Turbo GT. Which is like how much is it? $250,000 car?
Yeah, $240,000.
$240,000 car, ladies and gentlemen. Very expensive car. And he already put wheels on it. The day it came, he put wheels on
it. Yeah, same day.
The same day the car came from transport, he put wheels on it.
Oh, thanks for the guy. He hooked me up, you know, so he's watching
already. Thanks for the guy.
Thanks for the guy.
Oh my God.
No, he's watching us, that's why.
Someone said the Arcas are live. Is it one?
Yeah, doesn't the guy have a name?
The Arcas are alive, someone said.
He doesn't even know the sales guy's not a name.
Yeah, but let's get into the big topic of the car industry today, the car world here, especially in LA. One of our old clients, Edmond Mondi, he's on Instagram. He's pretty popular in the car world, and always had nice cars, and he was always like a spirited driver all around the streets. He had a YouTube channel, still has a YouTube channel, but wasn't posting too much. Had some cool stuff. Like, he would go, he took his Lambo to like Italy and vlogged it. That was pretty cool. I remember that. And then he was driving a little crazy in Pebble Beach, and because of that, I guess Pebble Beach now is way more policed out and stuff like that. So he's got some heat, but really he got a one of one Senna McLaren recently, and unfortunately yesterday he was driving a little spirited, and he did like a donut on the street, and then when he's coming out of it, he lost control somehow and ended up hitting a dealership wall. So unfortunately totaled out that beautiful McLaren Senna, and the whole internet is blowing it up because, you know, that's just what the internet does when they see somebody down. But you know, obviously you shouldn't be doing stuff like on the street. We've all done it. When I was a kid, I did.
No, we do. We can order dump it.
A lot of stupid things, you know. I've crashed before.
But let me
again,
ask you a question.
When I was much younger. But
if you have that car, wouldn't you drive fast? I think I will. If I had a Senna, fuck, that's something like.
I mean,
I will do something stupid.
There's driving fast, and then there's doing donuts in the middle of Ventura Boulevard, the street, kind of. It's a little crazy.
I mean, we understand people like to go viral. Like, it's, you know.
Bro, the guy drives.
It's normal to try to go viral, but you got to be careful.
Well, also, I think part of the problem is he's very used to like manual cars,
mm-hmm.
and manual cars are more predictable.
Yes.
You control it more, and the Senna is not manual. It's obviously with the paddle shifters, and with paddle shifters, it's tricky, man. People are online are saying that.
Yeah.
In the video, they hear him. This is retarded.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's not. Yeah. I don't know why. Like.
But anyways.
Whatever.
When you know, paddle shifting, if you accidentally click it twice, it's going to upshift twice, you know. So people are saying they heard his car upshift twice when it came out of it, and it bogged and basically just fishtailed.
But is there like a video of it or no?
There is a video, but I don't think we don't know how we're going to post on live, and if we could do that or not yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's some technical stuff. So
this is our tester, so we're just going to keep it simple.
But I think this is really cool we're doing, because like, there's a lot of car news every day. There's new car stuff going on, whatever. And it's, I think, talking about things live with you guys and audience, I think it's a pretty cool feature. So we're excited about this live. I can't read shit. So
I'm reading it if there's anything important.
Maybe eventually put on that computer, on that giant monitor.
What about now?
Oh, man. Wow.
Our eyes are really fucked up.
Now I can see. Sarkis, how does it feel to be in depth forever?
Do you want us to zoom back out, Sarkis? Because I don't want you to get mad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hey, keep it up, legend.
Damn, you guys getting canceled? Why? What happened? We are?
No.
No, we're not.
Yo, sup, Alabama boy? Right there.
Man. But the only other problem is we didn't announce this
Bring Joe
live. We didn't announce this live for very long, so next one should be bigger and bigger because we're going to announce it beforehand, have a schedule. This one is kind of, we're not taking it too serious because we want to see how it turns out, obviously. But yeah.
No fucking
you guys are the best, man.
The chat's going to be on fire.
You guys are the best.
But, yeah.
You're the best. I'm telling you, man.
We love Joe, but Hank is not technically Joe's replacement. It's Gabe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Did I do the push-up challenge or no? I didn't.
You do push-ups?
We did a push-up challenge at the other shop.
Give us some push-ups, right?
You want to do some or you
just ate? He just ate two Hot Pockets.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. No, I can't.
Let's do some push-ups, man.
Maybe like after like 30 minutes.
Oh, I know who that is. Okay, all right. Mosig.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I know who that is.
Fuck.
He's on there.
Yeah.
You got family members on here now. You gotta be careful.
Shit.
Our last YouTube episode. Let's talk about it. We had the two Ferraris come. The F8. Spider on the SF90 Spider. We did wheels on it. Sarkis' head looks like it's been through detail center.
This could just be an hour of roasting. Sorry.
Oh, this is amazing.
This is not a roast, guys. It's not a roast. Ask us like serious fucking questions. Yes, we're cursing on this podcast too.
Sorry. Tell him to touch his toes. I can't with you guys. Man, you guys are the best. Well,
oh, shit. Will this live be posted to watch after the show ends? Yeah, so the plan is we're going to obviously release this after. You can't read all this shit, man. It's terrible.
I'm not going to look at the screen. I'm sorry. I just have to read this before you go. I'm sorry. Sarkis lives in a studio in Glendale and drives a $250,000 Porsche. Typical Armo.
Fucking handle.
Okay, I'm done reading. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, what the fuck was they saying? The plan is we're going to upload this podcast after, but we're going to technically try to upload it for the Wednesday morning, like for all the regular schedule guys. And ultimately, this live more than likely is going to be like a subscription-based like VIP member thing, because we need to fund Hank and Gabe and all this stuff. So, but yeah, check out our app, by the way. The RDB app. We've been working on that for like 2 years somehow. And then it's out now on Apple Store and Google Play. So download it. Search RDB, RDBLA on the App Store. Download it. We have forums up. We're taking recommendations, comments. We have a live chat on there. You could chat with us, stuff like that too. So RDB app.
They want to know about the Urus.
What Urus?
The new SE. They keep asking.
The Urus SE. So we're supposed to go see it Friday night in Rancho Mirage. You can't read this shit, man. Julian, we were just talking about Edmund's Senna like 10 minutes ago. Sadly, sad to see. Glad nobody got hurt. But yeah. Honestly, the more you do that on the street, it's bound to happen. That's what I've learned the hard way when I was way younger. I won't ever do that kind of stuff again.
We all done that.
What's the monthly payment for Sarkis's car?
Yeah. 30.
No, it's not.
I could tell you guys now, his car is more expensive than my Urus.
No.
The payments, yeah.
$3,400.
No.
If you go buy a Urus now, it's like close to like $6,000.
Your car is more expensive than my house mortgage.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. How much you want to make a bet?
Hey, mine too.
No. Yes, yours too.
Not multiple, because he has multiple mortgages. But yeah.
That's a cut.
That's a cut.
Can't cut it, bitch.
Fuck.
Yep, hey, man. It's live.
I can't see the fucking full thing because of the wheel in front of me, but it's okay. Check out the wheel here, guys.
Mono has put himself on mute.
Yeah, because I'm coughing the whole time.
5-axis CNC built RDB. Cool. Okay.
I coughed 18 times. Mono has put himself on mute.
I realize nobody here could talk about anything serious except me.
Yeah.
We could.
No, it is.
Okay, $3,400.
Yeah, we were talking about his car payment.
Yeah, that guy knows already.
Yeah. I think he's the one who sold me the car.
That name is definitely like Moon Reacts.
Sway Montana. I mean, we already have Monday and Friday YouTube episodes. Now you could watch this live on Monday or watch it on Wednesday. And then, I mean, the rest of it is like Instagram and stuff. But, I mean, we'll probably all die if we try to post every single day something. Especially Gabe. Gabe is already dying, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even think he's alive today. But it is what it is. Today was a busy day.
It was.
Yeah, it was a full house.
We're getting busier. Raps are starting to,
Mechanic jobs are going up. Body shop.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. I like it.
It's good.
We're starting to,
Today we had, like, Saturday and today, like, 6 cars total. Body shop.
Yep. There's another one on the way, too, right now. So.
Who the fuck is Gabe? Gabe is our YouTube editor and videographer. Yeah. He came on board about 3 months ago, something like that.
Yeah. January.
January? Yeah. Fuck, it's been that long.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How?
No, it wasn't January.
Was
it? No.
I don't think it was January.
No.
Gabe hasn't been here for 5 months.
No, he's been here for 3 months. Like you said, it's been 3 months, not beginning of the year, no way.
Couple things. Shout out to Vredestein Tires because they sent us over some amazing tires. We are using Vredesteins on almost every car lately. As you guys know, it's the tire of choice for the only tire of choice for the Urus wide bodies or any Urus with 24s. And now we're using them on all 24s, like Cullinan's, Phantoms. So shout out Vredestein. It's not an official sponsorship, but we're getting there, hopefully. And again, if anybody wants to sponsor this podcast, and any of our channels, email us info@rdb.com. We will be taking sponsorships. We've never done this before. We never did any paid ads or anything like that. But you know, it's time we work our asses off, and we need to take advantage of that. So,
Redenstein, yeah, that's crazy. That's
big. Thank you.
That is big. Yeah.
Sway Montana, I like that question. He's asking if using the upstairs, which we are here right now, the process walkthrough of design ideas with clients, is that possible? Picking material, visualizer, whatever. So, I mean, that room behind us that basically is not being used, that used to be our podcast room, was originally going to be like a meeting conference room, mm-hmm. where we were going to do this. We had a TV up there. We were going to be designing the cars with clients and stuff. But then I realized that we never do that. The clients will message me what they want, but then they'll want me to brainstorm, and we kind of just do it. I mean, it's
easier to do it downstairs. We have everything down there. We just go over it and they drop it off. It's everything walk up here. I mean, it would be more professional, but.
Yeah, as you guys also saw, Sarkis got sponsored by Tech Art.
No, I didn't.
For $60,000.
No, I didn't.
For a tune.
Really?
No. It's not, bro. I think they should.
Oh, man. I love that everybody's caught, like, all the insides and stuff, like, on YouTube. It's really...
Maybe they're watching.
It's really, yeah, it's really cool to see people are, like, getting the details and stuff. So we appreciate that.
Sarkis, do they make that shirt in men's?
That's fucked up.
Believe it or not,
guys, it's love.
He could have a bigger shirt. He wants it like that.
Yeah, he likes it tight.
Yeah.
By the way,
I think it's because of the angle.
No.
Okay. The angle's making it better.
No.
It's not because of
yeah. Even your pants, bro. I don't know how your balls are still there.
I thought he was wearing cowboy boots in the jeans.
Uh huh.
Walked in.
Yeah.
Honestly, that would be cooler. Honestly.
Oh. Cowboy Sarkis?
You should wear like a cowboy hat. And turn into that. Pedro keeps asking about my Porsche back in the day. I don't even know how he knows that, because that was like,
you had a
probably 2000. Fuck, I don't even know when that was. 2004, 2005.
911?
Had a 996 turbo that modified the shit out of. It was pretty fast. And unfortunately, it was drizzling a little bit. And as you guys know, that car is all wheel drive. And essentially, I launched it off a red light. And right after the launch, the car basically just lost control, understeered. I couldn't steer nothing. And it just went like into the curb, into like the corner of a wall. And I remember that time because the window shattered, because it hit like the side of it. The window shattered and the side airbag pushed. Oof. The shattered glass into basically like my arm. So this like entire area here was like shattered glass. And they had to like pick it out at the hospital. It wasn't that bad, but yeah, that's my one car accident story. I learned from that big time.
Yeah. But that was a long time ago. It's not like
that was a long time. I was like 19, 20.
Yeah. Well, that's the age you do things.
I mean, by the way, it wasn't my car, it was my dad's car.
Racing is dangerous, man. Very bad.
Yeah, it is.
This one is good.
Do you think it is common that fake Brabus and Manzi parts are used during conversion? Would you guys be able to distinguish between real and fake? Of course, guys, of course. There's a lot of fake Mansory and Brabus out there. I swear to you, more than half of the G-Wagons you see modified in the U.S. are fake Brabus. There is a tremendous amount of fake Brabus White Star G-Wagons. And we've seen a fake Mansory Urus.
Yeah.
We also seen a fake Mansory Cullinan. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to distinguish that they're fake or not. So the trick is, like, if the customer buys it and wants it, fine. But if it's like a dealership selling a car, or somebody's selling you the kit as it's like as if it's real and charging you real price, that's fucking fraud. And
it's also up with the fitment too. It doesn't matter how much you fabricate it, you can always tell that it's not real or something's off. Looks weird.
Moses hasn't coughed yet. The hair transplant bypassed his head and fixed his lungs.
That's fucked up.
Amazing.
Fuck, man. Email me, Lamron. You're fucking hilarious. Coming up some.
Wow, that's detailed, dude. Good stuff.
Oh, man.
I think someone keeps calling and just like not talking.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah. It's happens.
Yeah.
If you're going to call, talk.
I think they want to check if it's live or not. Maybe they're checking if it's live or not.
Yeah, for sure.
We're gonna get that. It's fine.
Do you guys have anyone that you consider a competitor in LA? Not really. No, everyone. There's a lot of cars in Los Angeles, so everyone has their clientele. So
How many Laker fans do we have live today?
Is there a game today?
Sorry, guys.
They're fucked today for sure.
You guys are going to a very long vacation. Laker fans, where are you at?
I thought you liked the Lakers.
Yeah, some people are predicting a huge upset. They're going to come back.
You never know. Tonight's the game. Yeah, they play at 7 o'clock.
I mean, if they get this one.
If they get this one, Denver's in trouble.
Pretty damn
good. How long have they not been in championship?
The last year they won was Kobe's death year.
Three, four years. LeBron and Davis won together, I think. Yeah. Yeah. 3-4 years ago, I think. I remember.
What does it say the time? It says 14 minutes?
20:55.
Oh, shit. This is sick, man. I like, look at Hank getting the hang of it. There's live chat everywhere. There's
I just don't like. So the, in this, I said sign into chat, and that's when it took me into this other one.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't figured out how to do both yet.
Oh, there's two different chats?
No. It's the same chat. It's the
same. It's just built into this one.
Mm-hmm.
But and it goes on a website when you go sign.
Yeah.
I mean, it's working though. It's fine.
Yeah, it's working.
Really, what we have to figure out after this is if we could put something on the screen.
Yeah.
When we want to watch like car crashes and car news and shit. It would be nice to put that on screen so people could see it. Like Edmund's McLaren, it would be nice to show you guys what we're talking about. It's fine. What?
I'm just going to get out and try to see if I can.
We're still live though. You're like fucking changing your own Instagram and shit. Oh, you're checking. But we have a lot of stuff happening. I was again trying to explain that this is the RDB Zero wheel you guys are watching, seeing in front of all of us. We're proud of that wheel that's going on a Spectre. We have a really epic Rolls Royce Spectre we're going to be releasing on Friday or Monday's episode. I don't know, but I think this is going to be the baddest Spectre in the world. It's got a lot of stuff on it. No body kit yet. But yeah, that's the video. But
can
I don't
you
know
guys see this? Can you comment if you can see this video?
Yeah, right now on our screen we have the McLaren crashing video. Do you guys see that?
Oh, we're using
He lost the control.
Yeah, we're using Steam.
Streamlabs.
Streamlabs. Somebody on the chat must know what to do.
How do you lose control? Like, that was very weird. Look.
Yeah, because, I mean, eventually we want to also rate people's cars, which we could also do on the RDB app. You can get on there. We could rate your car on the RDB app.
They don't see it.
Sway Montana, email, what's the email? info@rdbla.com?
Yeah.
Send me an email.
Yeah, email info@rdbla.com so we could figure out how to put the screen on the live, because that's all we're missing now.
One of the comments said Moses remodels his house 4th day out of the week. Like every 4 days you remodel your bathroom.
Not true.
You're like, Moses, tell us about your property.
Oh man, we love you guys though. Honestly, yeah. The sound is very low. They're saying it's loud in my head, so I don't know if you want to. Yeah.
Sorry, this is hung like a
fucking Kareem, man. Oh man, how does everybody know? Do we talk about all this shit?
Which car gets more? Yeah, we do.
Damn,
all the time.
We're idiots.
No, we're hanging out and doing business at the same time. So
no, we're
this
just,
is bad.
We're just idiots.
I agree. We're fucked up. We're not normal.
Let us know how the quality is too on the live. I mean,
yeah,
we don't know if the quality of it, because we couldn't do 4K. We're trying to figure that out too.
Sound is fine. They're saying.
I think it's like a 1080p thing. Don't fuck up the sound because of one guy, Hank.
No, sound is fine.
Just sounds good.
For us, but we're testing all this to see for the live because we have, I don't even know how many people are on there and stuff.
There's 119.
Nice.
Nice.
We literally did this Friday. We were like, let's figure this out on Friday.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like the best day to try.
One of our clients that we're wrapping his car, AD, who used to be a co-host on No Jumper, and he's a good friend of ours. He actually helped us figure this out in the morning today, so shout out to AD. And he has his own podcast, he has his own like little shows going on. That guy's doing big things. His channel is called Community with a C-U-H, and really dope guy. We're going to be wrapping his EQS Mercedes. Going to make it really cool. We also have Big Mike's, Logan Paul's co-host, Big Mike. His Audi RSQ8 is here that has a whole crazy ABT kit on it. And we are going to be wrapping that satin clear bra. So that's pretty cool. Sarkis, you look pregnant, by the way.
I'm trying not to like read it, but it's like you get stuck. These are comments are great.
Yeah, yeah. But that was the point. We wanted to like interact because like we get excited when people get like involved. I don't know. It's just it's fun, and I think this is a sick idea. I like this idea.
You know, the EQS we have is a special edition one. It's one of 150.
Moses doesn't like this, by the way. I'm just letting you know.
No, it's good.
You see what Sway is writing you?
Yeah, yeah.
Sway.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do it now because it's just gonna fuck everything.
Yeah, yeah. We'll test that later. I feel like Sark is dressing nice because it's live. Honestly, fuck. Maybe that's why he did dress like that.
Yeah.
He said his shoes ripped.
All of his shoes conveniently ripped.
I don't know.
No, he only has one work.
I honestly don't think he went home last night.
No, I did.
I think he came straight from somewhere.
I think he wouldn't wear that shirt.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
He would wear a nice
shirt. No. He had his clothes. He forgot his shoes.
Oh, my God. Really?
They threw him out.
He forgot his fucking shoes.
Maybe.
Oh, man.
But do you guys know that EQS is like a special edition one?
Oh, yeah. It's one I
of
saw one, that.
One no, of it is one 100 of,
or some shit?
150, I think.
Wow.
All right, so we got a new...
We
got a new project that we got to figure out.
What is it?
It's a pretty good one.
Stop. What the fuck, man? Hey. My hair.
Hey, it goes on the hair.
Hey, my hair. Hey.
Oh. Whoa. Amazing.
Oh, fuck, man. Welcome to the R2B podcast.
How is Moses Factory doing? I can't. Oh, my God.
I don't have
You know what he's talking
I'm
about?
I'm smoking, I don't want to get it wrong, Timeout cigar. One of our followers sent me this, and I still have it, and it smokes really good. I didn't bring any of my Cubans today because I wasn't planning on smoking, so, yeah. Sorry, guys. We can't let him get hair, obviously. I'll ruin the whole thing if he gets hair. So.
Soon. I'll smoke those cigars soon.
I used to remember how I used to chase you around the shop with this thing. It just makes like sparks. I've done it so much. Yeah, you got like thinner here. It's wearing out.
Amazing.
Yeah, you could catch things on fire with this shit.
Oh my God, is it not the hairs?
I mean, let us know who here has been watching us since like the prank days. Like literally, we used to do so many pranks. We would tie Moses to.
Good days.
What do you call the work things on the floor?
Damn,
forgot the name of that thing.
The lazy,
whatever it's called. We tie him to a car, drive on the street. I had him in the hood of a McLaren 720 that went viral. Went on, what was it? World Star.
Yeah.
It was fun.
All that stuff, man. But yeah, Astro's right. Moses is busy gambling right now. He made me lose a bet 2 days ago.
It was good. We were close.
It was
very
not good.
We're very close.
It was four. It was a four-person parlay.
Yeah, we only
and two of them lost.
But we were off by like 3 points, 4 points.
It doesn't matter. That's the whole
very,
point.
Very, yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Today's a good one.
Jesus, man.
Today's a very good one.
You're
today's,
still gambling?
Today's bets are solid. We have to do it. We're going to hit tonight.
Oh, yeah, the pen throwing. Remember the pen throwing? Oh,
yeah.
We have pen throwing. That shit was intense, by the way. Like, we would be sweating, and, like, it was fucking brutal.
Yeah.
It was like dots on our head.
Yeah. That was our way of getting like steam out, like at the end of the day. Yeah. We don't do that here because this place is too nice. I don't know. We stopped doing that when we came here.
We don't have pen.
Yeah.
There's so much like chance of something getting damaged here.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe up here we can, but then also there's TVs, there's stuff. We can't do it.
Yeah. Those were good days, good times back in the days. Still good, but.
The hair down there.
We are getting older, you guys. Can't do those pranks. Our bodies are fucked up.
This is true. He's right.
I want to be hung by a pole again, but my fucking back is. My back's broke. My legs hurt. My back hurts. Yeah, those old pranks back in 12.
Wait. Back up.
You guys tape me.
Don't back up. It's gonna go into like a cutting thing.
Got it.
No, I'm saying you guys tape me to the wall. The pole, not pole. Sorry, wall.
You want to take on a pole?
No. You got tape. When you guys taped me, remember? Tape?
You said you wanted. Never mind.
I said you guys taped me on a pole.
Okay. Okay.
Shit. But honestly, we want to come up with like a RDB like members only subscription type thing.
Yeah.
And offer you guys more of us, in turn for appreciation, showing you guys you're paying for subscription. It would be really cool, I think. And nothing crazy, but we'll see. We don't know yet. Sarkis, you're not talking much. Can you chime in?
Sounds good.
No, I thought we're gonna talk about
how do you like your Porsche? You like your Porsche?
Yeah.
What's your favorite? There is the cough, by the way. Yeah. Where's your favorite? What's your favorite thing about your Porsche?
Inside is nice. The only thing I hate is the shifter. Porsche, like they did.
Oh, that little
huge mistake. Yeah. They changed the shifter from the
center, right side to the left side.
No, center castle. Put it on the thing on the right side.
Top right.
Yeah. So that's the only hugest mistake they did.
Hugest?
Yeah, that's a huge mistake.
Yeah.
I think
they
should correct their mistake. Because like a lot of people are complaining about that.
Okay.
So
worst thing is the shifting.
Yeah.
Best thing is interior?
No. Like the dash.
The dash.
The
is
new cluster
your favorite
is
part
crazy,
about the car.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the new cluster, isn't it? It's crazy.
I noticed when I drove it, I put it in the Sport Plus. Uh-huh. And it was like very laggy.
Bro, the car has 125 miles. Even the guy told me just wait.
No, but like you press the gas, it's like laggy. It doesn't go.
Yeah,
like,
the Cayennes are like that, bro.
No, the guy told me just wait.
No, but then the car has like this other button, like Sport Response.
Yeah, it is. That's
when
the
you press that, then it doesn't. But you can't leave that on.
Are you talking about throttle response? Is that what you're talking about?
Like throttle response.
Yeah, it's
is
very,
laggy.
Very bad. Yeah.
I don't know why.
They're just like that. Porsches are like that.
That killed it for me. That was probably what I didn't like about the drive on your car. Other than that, it was fast. It was good.
The only thing I like more is the handling.
That's a common Porsche thing.
Sorry about the sirens, guys.
The other day, I was going on a car. I was like, let me try this.
We are on Sunset Boulevard. It's literally Sunset Boulevard is 10 feet away from this podcast. So, yeah. Who's lagging? What?
No, I quit the gummies saying. Because they're talking about Hank's edibles.
Oh, yeah. Why would you downgrade from a G-Wagon to a VW? Why?
To be honest, okay, so...
Moses, please get off your phone.
I was just trying to do it.
Okay, so the situation, I changed my car because I was driving on a 118 freeway. I was going 110. And there's like a sounded like... It was like a traffic, so I tried to exit it. Oh. And I was gonna die, so because of the churn,
you know, you're
exited,
and then the churn. Okay, you're not supposed to go 100. You're not supposed to go 110 miles.
Okay,
an hour,
I mean that's cool, but so, you do realize the Urus SE is gonna come out and it's gonna absolutely rape your fucking car.
I don't think so, but we'll wait.
It's a car.
No. You're good. You're good.
They say so. They gonna so Porsche. They're trying to make like a special car. The fuck is wrong with
no,
you?
No, whatever, go ahead.
Why does this stupid thing keep coming down? Fucking mics. Jesus Christ.
Bro, you're getting smaller again.
Oh my God, he shrunk again.
Yeah, like his head is going into his body.
Yeah, something's not right. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Fuck. Okay. Moses, what's your favorite and worst thing about your car? Your car meaning our van.
Fuck. Yeah, it is. It is the company van. It's not mine. You know what? But that is really a...
What the fuck?
Very nice, reliable van. I love it.
Oh, man. So, whatever. Fuck your van. I'm going to take that one day.
Mano is a nice person.
Yours.
No, he is a nice person.
What? What did somebody say? My eyes are messed up.
Hey.
The new filmer looks like a chalupa.
As a fucking horizontal chalupa. That's what it looks like.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
everybody comment horizontal.
That's bad.
If you guys didn't know, our videographer is on the chat as Arrows.
Where
and
is
he has an issue with horizontal videos. So please DM him horizontal.
Which one is Gabe's?
But yeah. What?
Is Gabe on here?
We do 3D renders for
right
people that really want it. Yeah.
Oh.
It's Gabe.
Yeah. Tesla M3000 is our guy.
Fucking idiot.
Tesla M3? Okay.
I don't know, but did you guys see that? What is it? A Hyundai? What did I post? It was, I don't remember what brand it was. It's an electric car that shifts.
Oh, the Hyundai.
It was a Hyundai, right?
Yeah, they have the fake sound and everything.
It's like, and it shifts. Like, it feels like it shifts, but it doesn't shift. The transmission doesn't have gears. So, pretty cool to see that. Honestly, it in the video, it looked really like it looked good. So that's the future of electric cars. But yeah,
I hate electric
gas cars. Are better, man.
I hate electric cars. A lot of people didn't understand. From electric cars, you can get a cancer. But a lot of people didn't want to accept.
You know what else gives you cancer? This.
Yeah, but electric car, you're sitting on a complete battery.
Everything. Yeah, the Ioniq 5. Good. I love this chat. They know what's up.
It is nice.
But yeah, the SE Urus is going to come and it's going to beat all the SUVs again. Because, I don't know if you also saw, they did the Urus versus Purosangue race. Did you guys see that?
Which one?
Urus versus Purosangue, the Ferrari SUV. And they were like, they were literally like about the same.
So this, the Urus, the electric hybrid or is it electric?
It's hybrid.
It's hybrid, okay.
It's the same motor, but with
more power.
More power. Because of the electric. And then you could tune it. Nice. So that car's going to be like, with the tune, it's going to be around like 1,000.
To be honest, Lamborghini Urus, they did good. They sold a lot of cars. A lot of people, they love that car. What happened?
Lamborghini Urus.
I was just waiting for something.
You know the real name is Lamborghini Urus. That's the real name. No, you guys are laughing, but that's the name.
Yeah, Lamborghini.
It's Lamborghini Urus. That's the name.
Shut up.
Kurt, come on. The other one, too.
Bitch.
You keep saying, come on, just let it loose.
Moses.
Oh, don't start.
Hey.
Moses.
Don't fucking start. I don't give a shit about this live thing. I'll say it. I'll fucking say it.
What the fuck? All right.
Moses.
Calm down.
Calm
down.
I can't.
Take a breather.
Calm down. Okay.
Have a drink. You haven't drank in weeks.
No. We can't have him drunk. No. He'll really.
He threw up.
Lamborger.
He threw up. Lamborghini.
It is. The real name is Lamborghini.
Oh, shit.
Lamborghini.
Solomon drink collab. I don't know. Now he's a Cybertruck guy. No, I talked to him the other day. We're going to do some stuff soon. Vic, get a Urus SE. I'm actually working on it. They told me 2 years, believe it or not.
Shit.
That's a fucking long time, 2 years. So I don't know. We'll see.
Would you keep yours if you got another?
Swim on there. Yeah, we're I went to high school with Alex from Gintani. So definitely. And what's crazy is that in our class we had like three huge car guys. It was Alex, me, and our friend Vinny. Who, if you guys see his Instagram, he has all the cars. We've done so many cars for him. But we all went to the same private school, small Armenian private school. And all three of us have been doing a lot in the car industry, which is pretty cool. Mosin Heck is shrinking into his body by the second. That's true, David. True.
Yeah.
The Tazza M3.
Oh, what happened? Are they fixing it? Did they start?
They ordered some parts. So nice. Essentially, my computer is all the wiring, everything has to change. And we're going to go with like a newer, updated computer because at the time they didn't have shit.
That's why we couldn't figure it out.
The car was sitting for a long time.
We tried every single thing in the world. Yeah, we couldn't figure it out. So it is a computer problem.
So yeah, my buddies at Bertone Motorsport in Alhambra, they're going to be taking on that project because we don't have time here. There's no way and it's never going to be done. So he's going to be doing that stuff. He's actually going to pull the motor down and clean it up and all that stuff. Mm. That car had a secondary fuel injector system. We're going to take that out, put one big one. A lot of cool stuff is going to happen to the Tazza M3. Super excited about that one. And I owe it to everybody to show off that car and drive it again. There's going to be the day coming where you will see it on our channel driving. So
crazy.
We'll see how that works. Yep. I know I'm not going to want to drive it after a while because I'm just, like I said, I like comfort and a nice car. And that car is not comfort. That car is, you know, it's your left foot is on fire.
I think that car is a collectible, man.
You'll probably
drive it. I think you should, like, you know, fix it, you know, clean it up and just park it.
You'll probably drive it once a month, maybe.
Doesn't it have like 30,000 miles?
It has 32,000 miles.
All right. So, yeah. That's definitely collectible. And I think.
30,000 miles, one owner, just me.
Yeah.
No accidents.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good car. It's a great car. I we'll see. We're going to paint the whole car again red because
for sure
that car's paint is like faded. A lot of stuff later. That's the paint shit is nothing. It's really the engine getting it running. The turbo's old, put a newer turbo in there, maybe a little smaller.
And we know a great shop that can paint it. Yeah. PPG paint.
PPE.
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 I can't wait.
Which PPG should sponsor us, guys? Anybody knows PPG? Sponsor RDB. And it'll be a good...
I'm trying to get Snap-on to get on board, but...
Fuck Snap-on.
Does anybody have free NBA tickets for tonight?
Oh, my God.
Does anybody have free...
I know one of you guys have
connections. At least start slow. Start slow. Be like, does anybody have hookups for it? Just free.
I know one of them have connections to a game tonight.
Chris, the Partagas E2 is still my favorite by far. Best cigar. And it's not like outrageously expensive, but it's hard to get. Moses needs some tequila. Yeah, Moses doesn't drink on the podcast anymore. Realize that.
Hank doesn't offer. He's not a gentleman anymore. He used to be a good person. Now he's fucked up.
And Sarkis' shirt tucked into his jeans. It looks like that, but it's not.
No, it's not.
No, because his stomach goes over the jeans.
Yeah, it is.
So it just looks like
a lot of weight. Yeah, yeah. No, like, I have to lose a lot. Maybe like 40 pounds to be healthy.
Yeah. You're never going to lose that. Mm, sure. But Peter is working on the Revolto kit. We're working with him on it. We already have renders. As soon as we get a Revolto in, which my client is going to be the first in LA to get a Revolto, and we're going to be right away testing parts on it and stuff. We're also about to release the 1016 Spectre kit as well. That's going to be in May sometime, but the Spectre, you guys saw Mansur released, which is cool, but we're also going to have the 1016 option for you guys, so stay tuned for that. We're going to do some cool shit for the Spectre. Just like we did for the Wraith. I love the Spectre. It's very expensive, but it's a very nice car. Yeah.
We have a Colin White body coming up too, right? Soon.
Yeah. Sarkis is shy Ozempic.
What?
AB's like been following y'all since Tiger themed rally, Gold Rush rally, right?
Oh, yeah.
Was that the one you posted the other day with the three cars that were.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So that was. Man, that was at the time where there was no real graphical print wraps on cars. We actually printed on this really crazy sparkling yellow wrap, and we did three of them matching each other in three crazy cars. It was an Aventador SV. It was a Rolls-Royce Ghost, actually two Ghosts, and we took them on a rally. So those were the days, man.
What was the first car you guys built?
I don't know.
Wow.
The question was
like,
his dad's been painting cars for 40 fucking years. So it's as far as the custom build.
Yeah, I think that's what they mean.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know.
We did a lot of custom wide body C63s. We did a wide body Bentley GT back in the day. All hand metal wide bodies. At that time, we were not as busy as now, obviously, so it was easier to.
No, but like, what was the like, first car like?
Oh, dude, I don't know.
I think I know. It was the Hummer your dad told me.
No. That's a special modification.
Yeah, that was the special one of the first ones matte color painted, not a wrap.
Matte. Yeah. We did a Hummer.
Plus there was like it told me like
seven. Oh, we did do wheels and well, yeah, that was you know. That was a personal use car. It wasn't more.
No,
of
but
like,
it was the first Disney. Build, no?
No. We've done a lot more before that.
Yeah.
But I just don't remember. It was a long time ago. Like the C63 and the Bentley were like from Met, like we built it. Like it wasn't like an add-on or anything.
Then we were doing a lot of like Range Rovers. We jumped into like the Range Rover game. Mm-hmm. We were doing a lot of range. We were the first to put like bigger tires and bigger wheels on the Range Rovers and all kinds of stuff, man.
We've done so many things that we just forget. We used to sleep at the shop for the SEMA show. Like I remember those days too. Like we used to sleep in the cars to get it ready, you know?
Yeah, the guys that have seen us for the last 10 plus years know how much we used to work.
We put in work.
My little statue is like fucking 7-8 years old now, something like that.
One
of our clients 3D scanned me and
that one hurt me very bad. I didn't care about any of them.
Moses, you'll never be in the NBA.
Yeah, that's your.
Look, you know what? It's true. It's true though. You know what, Moses? That's to make you up. Feel better, none of us will ever be in the NBA. Think of it like that.
You know, make you
feel better? I can't be in the NBA.
You don't have to rub it
Moses
in.
No, we can't.
That sucks. Fuck.
No, we were not. It just, you don't, age, you know?
Why don't you play on your league anymore, the air up there?
None of us can fucking run.
Yeah, dude. What are you talking about?
One person has a leg problem. The other one has fucking, he's overweight. The other one's fucking, no, they're all out of shape. We're all out of shape. Nobody's
yeah,
in shape.
Yeah, no, no, yeah, no. Not gonna happen.
Yeah. How do you give away?
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't, we didn't give away a Bugatti. No, no. So the license plate or something?
Yeah, so yeah, the caption said, I want a pink Bugatti, but it was a license plate that was pink, like RDB license plate. That's all it was.
We should do the, I don't know, I'm too scared to do this, but everybody asks us to do like a car giveaway. Yeah. And obviously we know those channels that do those car giveaways and they...
But how does it work?
They like, make a lot of money apparently, but I'm like really scared to do that because we have to sell merchandise.
Okay, and then
where they enter money, yes, a chance to win a car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's
you
rules.
Have to sell a lot of merch, and on top of it, there's a cost of the merch because you have to make the merch
and cost of the car,
and the cost of the car. So it's like you have to sell a lot of shit.
There's a lot of rules that come with giveaways.
But doesn't like a lot like, of rules. Time frame like 2 months, 3 months, or
yeah. But like, you know, you can't scam the people where it's like, you said 2 months, and then you're looking and you're not making up the money. You can't delay it a month.
No,
like,
no. It's a deadline.
You can't do like shit like
what
that.
What about the, you do like 6 months?
But I, AB has a good comment, which is M3 giveaway. And that's something that I've kind of thought about a few times because the M3 giveaway would be, I think, would be gigantic.
Also, I don't think you're going to end up doing it. You won't do it.
I don't, man, I always wanted to keep it, but I feel like I don't need it at all. So I don't know. We'll see. If I can make like $1 million on it, no problem.
We, maybe we can do a giveaway on the van. That we van should... has seen everything, but giveaways have to be cool.
I think
cars.
We should open a RDB in Miami.
Giveaways have to be cool cars, but
well,
I mean,
the van away. I'm gonna have to Uber to work every day.
Yeah, well, when you're done with it, we'll do a giveaway.
Mm-hmm. He's gonna die in that,
or shoot it up in Vegas. Like Hank's
he's
idea.
Gonna die in the van. You might be right.
Yeah,
no, I mean,
there's gonna be a lot of people that are gonna watch this not live.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys are watching that, you weren't watching it live, it was, as you can see, you could have participated in a chat. It's a lot of fun.
But if you guys post this, it's not gonna show like live chat.
Yeah.
It does. It posts the chat too. It just goes together. My understanding.
Yeah. I saved it to do the live chat.
Beautiful. Yeah. See, Hank is something else, man.
Thank you, boy.
He's figuring shit out, man.
Good shit.
You're gonna have to delete that option because we want the guys to come in and live chat and keep it to them.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We'll see.
Did you ever have an event though? Everyone keeps saying you have an event.
I think it's FOMO. Like, I think people are gonna want to chat. So if they see you can chat, they're gonna want to participate.
No, he didn't. Huh? Did you?
What?
They keep saying Vic has an event.
How about that gray Aventador?
Oh,
remember the gray Aventador?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, rebuild series is very hard, AB, because we have this entire body shop and it's hard. We already kind of put on YouTube our day-to-day stuff, but it's very hard for us to do like a whole rebuild series on one particular thing. But I know you're saying about the M3, but honestly the M3, you guys are gonna be updated. Now, nothing has happened yet. Stuff has been ordered. Nothing's been happened yet. When stuff happens, we are going to definitely film it.
We want to show you guys. We don't want to keep it away for sure. We're excited to show you guys too. So when we get an update, we'll definitely.
RDB Dubai, that's definitely something that could be sick.
Yeah.
Or Saudi Arabia.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Or Vegas. Or Miami.
Yes.
Or New York. Or, you know, whatever. United Kingdom. We have a lot.
Vegas.
Believe it or not. US is obviously our first audience. UK and Australia are like right there. So we get a lot of guys watching from there. Pretty cool. But yeah, we're a little body shop that has some global reach. It's kind of cool. Sarkis would run Miami into the ground. True. What card do you
Vegas.
If I was going to give an RDB to Sarkis, it would be an Armenia.
For sure. Yeah.
No, really.
He's being serious. That's what I would agree on too.
I don't think
it'll be anywhere there.
I don't think it would make money in Armenia.
There's money in Armenia.
No, because the Russia is the closest one.
Yeah, they'll come
Georgia
from there.
Iran is close, so there will be more.
Yeah. Any interesting clients or requests lately? Anything interesting?
Interesting requests. We got a call today to put a top on something.
I just texted you. You think we can do that? We can make that happen? This guy's very serious.
Yeah.
He's very serious.
Talking about weird requests, this is a very weird one, dude.
He is ready to go. He said, I will wire transfer you the money.
Fully automated hardtop. He wants like a convertible top, but made out of metal.
Yeah.
Like a
functional
body.
Functional. Why can't we do it?
We can do that. We can.
I don't think there's room because it's cloth and it collapses. If you do hard, you can't.
Where
you
no, gonna... no, no. So it needs to go in. If it's hard top,
you know,
hard
top needs
okay,
to go in.
Definitely something we would not do. Why? I don't want to play with tops. That's
okay, but you know, the 3 Series had the hard top. We can kind of.
We're not taking that. A top off of 3 Series and putting it
on top. No, I know, we're not, but we can duplicate the way it works.
Yeah, but remember, the top needs to go in the trunk.
I'm sure it could
be done.
We can
duplicate. Trust me, we can duplicate.
Did you sell the Camry to remodel your bathrooms?
See, I told you, man. See, I'm trying not to keep an eye on the chat.
What's wrong with you guys?
Oh, man. We still have a RDB game that we have on
in
the Apple Store. That's,
we do
that
have
was
a game,
supposed
but...
to be complimentary to the NFTs, but sadly the NFT world is fucked up. So
yeah,
we put a lot of time and money into that.
And I don't know if people know that we got hacked. I don't know if
I lost my car.
Yeah, no, everybody got it. Just hacked.
You still have your car? I don't even remember the password.
I don't know. That's a sore subject, sadly.
Yeah,
but,
it's,
you know,
not, it's not not.
It good. Is what it is. The NFT world. You tried yeah. something, but now we have the RDB app with the forum, and live chat, and easy way to gain access to services with us, and you could post your car there. You could ask for help. You could do whatever you want. So, really gonna try to make the RDB app something.
I'll
cool.
have that sign.
No.
Dude, it's just Moses is our landlord. Yeah, bro. You guys are...
I have a serious question. Can we gamble on this? Like, can I make bets here?
What the fuck? What?
Like bet?
Like get bet
like for tonight's game?
Well, if Sarkis would be in charge of RDB Armenia, he would put a sign only women.
Yeah.
Fucking true, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and he'll only do wide bodies.
Fuck yeah.
Why does Moses look like your drunk uncle all the time?
All the time, yeah. Well, drunk uncle, it's like a saying.
No. Goodness.
Yeah,
that sucks.
They really want to know what Mono drives.
Yeah, that...
a stock car.
Yeah, I Uber.
But yeah,
52 minutes.
Oh, there goes the first one.
What?
What?
Sarkis knows what I'm talking about.
Which one?
Ladas in Armenia. And Russia.
That's a car name.
Oh, okay.
Lada.
Lada?
Alcoholic gambling.
Moses, do you like work? I think he does.
Yeah, I do. If I didn't, I couldn't be here. Obviously, nobody would have been here.
What's the worst new car you have driven?
Probably Porsche
Turbo GT.
Wow, facts.
What's the what?
I mean, all the other newer cars I've driven is Performante Euro is great. Suspension is not that great, actually, on the Performante. I'll say it now. Spectre, great. What else is new that we've driven around? Phantom, new Phantom, fucking boss.
Hummer.
I don't know. That's, it drives good, but that, yeah.
And drive
your car's the worst.
Yeah.
That new Phantom is, like, unreal to drive.
It feels like you're not on the
ground. Ferrari.
Can you guys believe
the
Mansory Phantom that we just did has been our biggest biggest ever real everything. It literally the audio, which, you know, obviously is not our audio, but everybody, there's 5,000 accounts that used our audio to make their own reels. And it's mind blowing. We got like 30 something thousand followers just because of that reel. It has like 15 million views now. It's pretty crazy.
Okay, yeah. There's a good question. What's the best or one of the cars we like under 50,000? That's a nice question.
What's under $50,000 now?
Teslas? C300? Tesla? Mercedes C300?
No, it's not.
How much is that?
No, that's like 54,000 or 60,000.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Under 50? Tesla is the only car that can compete under 50, I think. Yeah.
There's nothing cheap anymore.
But yeah, anyways, reminding you guys, get the RDB app.
Yes.
Don't forget. Check out our new RDB trendsetter wheel, we're calling it. It's a one-piece monoblock special forging 5-axis CNC machine. It's wild wheel, where you can make it for anything. In front of you, see a 24-inch brushed example. Also, email me, vic@rdbl.com, if you want to join in on the mentorship program I'm going to be offering. So get on that, because I'm going to put a lot of time. I've been working on it every night. I'm going to help anybody that's trying to be in the car business. So vic@rdbl.com for mentorship stuff. But this live has been awesome, I think.
Not bad.
Chrome Heart Wheel Collab. I wish.
It all
We could make a wheel that is basically like one of the Chrome Hearts logos. I mean, Drake's Cullinan, that's like a Chrome Hearts Cullinan. I mean, Vossen made those wheels. So it's like.
But do
you think
Chrome Hearts knew about it? Like,
they were aware, of course. Drake is like one of their big ones.
And so they were okay with it, I'm guessing.
Yeah, but if we made a wheel that kind of has their design, nothing's going to happen. As long as you don't name it Chrome Hearts or whatever. True. No, so, I mean, we can make anything.
Yeah.
For no, but can you like collapse together and just make.
Collapse. Oh my God, collapse. He said.
I mean, that would be sick. I'm a huge Chrome Hearts fan, so that would be really epic.
Collab would be great.
Gabe changed it.
Did you guys notice that he changed it?
What?
On the YouTube, he changed.
Oh, I love it.
To Porsche Specialist instead of BMW.
He did?
Yeah.
Jackass. Oh,
I love it. Right there. Look.
Did you really do that? You're a Porsche specialist now?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. No, they're saying.
I don't know. Porsche.
Look at that. Look at that. No. Look at the Keshishan. Dad, shut up.
Where did he change
it? Oh, Dad. Right there.
It? It's right there. Dad, shut up.
My God.
Where I love it.
Right there. My God. They look what they put Dad in.
Hey, when it says message retracted, is that part of the filtered one, do you think?
Oh, I don't know.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Because that means they said one of those words that we banned.
Yes.
And that's kind of fucked up.
That's really messed up. Yeah. But look at that. It says Dad in the F next to it.
Hank, everybody knows.
That's amazing.
Okay, but just read the last time first.
Read
the last one.
Dad?
Do you think passion for cars has been lost and everything is now just a flex? That's a fucking great comment, Jordan. I mean, you see what's happening with the Cybertrucks. Literally, people are buying that for flexing. It's like one of the biggest clout cars we've ever seen. Pretty cool looking, but I mean,
I just think it's a basic, nothing special about it.
I give it 1 year, you're going to call Uber and it's going to pull up.
I don't know. I just...
You don't think it's going to be like that? Like an Uber?
Not a year, but maybe like 5 years?
I don't think it's going to be a big hit. I think it's going to
die. What do you mean? The Cybertruck is a hit.
It's going to die out.
It's a hit right now.
It's already been dying out. They went from like 200 plus to 150 or whatever.
It doesn't look like a truck.
But I'll tell you now, whoever owns it like pretty much loves it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, man.
I don't see how they drive it. When I was driving that,
it's a bitch to drive that.
You can't see anything.
Yeah. I agree. You can't park that shit anywhere. It's tough. Vic, how long are you planning on keeping the Urus? I don't know.
Till it stops driving.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care for any other car. Like I said, I would only replace my car with maybe the SE Urus and do wide body on it and go crazy. I don't know. Honestly, maybe one day I'll sell the Urus. there's other things I gotta be doing.
Bet.
But we'll see.
Where?
That's fat. Oh my God, this is fucking great, man.
Fat. The people that don't get the inside jokes are probably like, what the fuck is that? But fat is basically what Sarkis says for feet.
No, I never. They just made it up.
No.
You guys always made it up.
No.
Yeah, you said fat.
Yeah, 100%.
You said fat and you said tet.
Yeah.
For teeth.
And he said, bet for bite.
It's not making it up.
Okay, I think the podcast is ending, guys. It's been about an hour.
No, that was fun.
Yeah, it's been an hour.
Wow.
Should we do like one or two more questions? Any plans to do an RDB in-house build? Like our own car? No, not really. No time, unfortunately. Sarkis should make videos on financial advice.
That would be cool.
I think you guys will go.
It'll definitely be like a niche market. It's basically very bad advice for finances. Yeah. Has it cost you any mechanical work? The Urus, what did I do, Moses? I did one thing, unfortunately, I had to do.
Water pump, right?
Water pump.
Yes. That was a
my
big
water
ass
pump
job.
Seal was leaking, and I had no choice but to change my water pump. Whole front of the car had to come apart. But we did it in a couple hours. So it wasn't that bad. Cost me $3,500.
It was good.
How many miles does it have on it?
It has like...
Can you take your shirt off?
I'm not taking 20-ish. My shirt off. You guys would get scared and go home.
What? Whatever.
Yeah, someone said, can Moses take his shirt off? And he said, no.
No.
It's very ugly.
By the way, Moses has tattoos.
I think he has one, no?
Is that something that I'm not supposed to tell people?
No, what do you mean? It's on his body forever. He has tattoos and homes. What are you going to do?
It's like fucking Satan and shit.
Oh, you fucking assholes.
Back.
That's it.
What?
You fucks.
What?
You...
Everybody knows you.
Moses
like
could be very well in the Hollywood industry. Okay, RDB podcast out.
Okay.
They're still typing.
Well, yeah.
Thanks for watching. We're going to do this live again Monday, but we'll give you more information on our Instagram. Really appreciate you guys joining in on the live. It's been really fun because normally we get tired by like 45 minutes.
Yeah, I didn't know.
We're still going.
And download our app.
You can.
Thanks, guys.
You can cut after this, Hank. After we're done, you can cut, right?
There's no cutting.
So shut up, bitch.
Oh, man. Don't say anything.
Hold on.
We're still live.
He has to click it.
And the guy.